Shamrock, Texas, the blues capital of the Texas Panhandle. Route 66 Media and Legends 98.9 presents Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. And now to throw a whole bucket of blues on you, here's Uncle Buck.
How do you like your music? Rare, medium, or well done? However you like it, Uncle Buck here. And oh, have we got an all-star blues lineup for you this week. Former Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble keyboardist Reese Winans has got an album out. He's our featured artist along with a Who's Who band. And listen to this lineup also getting spins this week. Jimmy Reed, a sneak peek at a song from Albert Cummings' new album. Also spins by Bobby Rush, Keb Moe, Etta James, Susan Tedeschi, and a young man from Austin, Texas that brought the house down on The Voice singing an Albert King blues song. His name is Ricky Duran. Plus, Elmore James and Gary Moore do then and now versions of The Sky Is Crying. Let's get things underway, put the pedal to the metal with someone that really surprised me with coming out with a great blues song. I'd never been much of a Melissa Etheridge fan, but wait till you hear her do a number on Rock Me Baby.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Surprise, surprise. What'd I tell you? Melissa Etheridge and Rock Me Baby. It's time now to put the spotlight on our featured artist this week, and that's none other than Reese Winans. If you're not familiar with Reese Winans, I know you're familiar with his work, especially if you're a Stevie Ray Vaughan fan. Reese Winans did keyboards with Stevie Ray Vaughan for the last 5 years of the guitar master's life. Recently, Reese Winans has been doing keyboards with the one and only Joe Bonamassa. Realizing what a talented keyboard artist that Reese Winans is, Joe Bonamassa talked Reese into letting him produce an album. It's called Reese Winans and Friends Sweet Release. The first track that we're going to play on this album, which is one of my favorite albums that I have to drag out and put on the turntable quite often at home, it's a Stevie Ray Vaughan song. Sam Moore of Sam and Dave fame is going to do the vocal. Chris Layton on drums, Tommy Shannon on bass. Both of those guys, of course, from Double Trouble. Some really great guitar work by Kenny Wayne Shepherd. And some great horns from the Texicali Horns. Give a listen to this. I think you're going to like it. Reese Winans and Friends, a Stevie Ray Vaughan song called Crossfire. featured artist Reese Winans and Friends. The song was a Stevie Ray Vaughan song called Crossfire. Reese Winans and Friends, featuring a little guitar work on our next cut that'll be coming up later in the show, will feature Warren Hayes and Joe Bonamassa. Let's put a couple of great blues songs back to back. We'll call it a double dose of the blues. One of our favorite guitar pickers, Albert Cummings, has the new album coming out in February, but he's letting us have a kind of a sneak peek at it. We mentioned Sam Moore earlier singing that song Crossfire. Sam Moore of Sam and Dave had a big song called Hold On. And that's the pre-release on Albert Cummings' new album of Hold On. That's going to be backed up with Jimmy Reed down in Virginia.
Stand. Lean on me when times are bad. And when the day comes and you're feeling down in a river of trouble about to drown, hold on, I'm coming. Hold on, I'm coming. When you get cold, I'll be your cover. Don't have to worry, 'cause I'm here. No need to suffer, 'cause I'm near, baby.
Hold on, I'm coming.
from the blues capital of the Texas Panhandle. This is Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.
Something new and something old school in that double dose of the blues. A sneak peek from Albert Cummings' new album coming out in February, Sam and Dave song called Hold On, backed up by Jimmy Reed, the old school master, and a song of his called Down in Virginia. It's time for our feature that we do each week called Then and Now. For the then portion, we're going to go back to 1959, a song written and recorded by an old school blues man by the name of Elmore James. The song is The Sky Is Crying. Later on, you're going to hear a more modern version of that song by Gary Moore. But right now, the master of the slide guitar, Elmore James, and The Sky Is Crying.
She
Elmore James taking care of the then portion of our Then and Now feature in the original version from 1959, The Sky is Crying. Gives me a great amount of pleasure when we hear from those of you following us on Facebook, Instagram, and on UncleBUC.com. Kimberly Lynn checked in this week, had a great suggestion. She had noted that I'd played several versions of an Etta James song called I'd Rather Go Blind. Kimberly said, have you heard the Grace Potter version? Grace Potter has a great version of it recorded down in Muscle Shoals. We're going to feature Grace Potter kicking off this double shot of the blues with I'd Rather Go Blind. Bobby Rush is going to back it up with Good Is Gone. But right now, here's Grace Potter.
When I saw you and that girl talking, something deep down in my soul said, cry, girl.
Cry, cry.
When I saw you and that girl walking around, ooh. And I would rather go blind. Walk away from me, child. You see, I love you so much, I don't wanna watch you leave, darling. And most of all, I just don't wanna be free now. Ooh. I was just sitting here thinking of your kiss and your warm embrace. When the reflection in the glass that I held to my lips, now baby, revealed the tears that was on my face.
Rhonda Graham, and you're listening to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.
You can cross your fingers. You can knock on wood. You can cross your heart, but that won't do you good. Because I'm leaving you, baby. Cause I'm tired of you doing me wrong. Well, come daylight in the morning, I tell you, I'm good as gone. I'm getting up early in the morning, I'm packing all my clothes. When the daylight comes, little girl, I'll be 50 miles down the road. I'm leaving you, and crying won't make you stay. Well, my mind made up to leave you. I'm gonna leave you anyway. As much as I love you, baby, better I hate to go. But I can't stand the pain, little girl, you put me through anymore. I'm leaving you. Girl, I'm tired of you doing me wrong. Oh, Lord. Well, come daylight in the morning, girl, I tell you, I'm good as gone. If you don't believe me, baby, you just wait and see. When the rooster crows for day, baby, I'm turning in my cage. You, baby, the better I hate to go. But I can't take the pain you put me through. I can't take the pain no more. I'm leaving you. I'm tired of you doing me wrong. Well, come daylight in the morning, girl, I tell you, I'm good as gone.
That big old bucket of blues we brought with us today is still half full, but we're going to take a little pause for the cause. Don't run off, though, because coming up in segment two, Doyle Bramhall II is going to kick it off. Of course, our featured artist, Reese Winan and Friends, is going to be back, along with Keb Moe, Etta James, Gary Moore, Ricky Duran from The Voice, along with Susan Tedeschi. It's all coming up shortly on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.
Hey, what's going on? This is Jonathan. I'm with the Texas Blues Rangers, and you're listening to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.
Two, getting things kicked off here on segment two of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. His song was Say One Thing. Doyle Bramhall, too, on that particular track was backed up by Double Trouble. Tommy Shannon on bass, Crystal Ayton on drums, and our featured artist today, Reese Winans on keys. Doyle Bramhall II, the son of the Doyle Bramhall, an institution in the blues world down in Austin, Texas, did a lot of collaborating with the one, the only Stevie Ray Vaughan, wrote a lot of songs together. So it's only befitting that on that particular track, Doyle Bramhall II was backed up by Double Trouble. As I mentioned, our featured artist today is Reese Winans. Right now you're going to kind of get a double dose of Reese Winans. This is from his new album, Reese Winans and Friends, and oh, the friends he has on this album. A couple of them are Warren Haynes and Joe Bonamassa. Warren Haynes, of course, has his own group now called Gov Mule. Warren and Derek Trucks did a lot of guitar work with the Allman Brothers Band. Also on this track is Joe Bonamassa, going to be sharing a few guitar licks with Warren Haynes. Joe Bonamassa actually produced the album. So without further ado, Reese Winans, our featured artist on the keyboard. Vocal and guitar work by Warren Haynes, and a few guitar licks from the album producer, Joe Bonamassa. The song is Take the Time.
Thought I'd be, honey, I get seasick.
Reese Winans, our featured artist, a song called Take the Time. Reese Winans said that song, Take the Time, reminds him of a time back in 1969 when he lived in my old stomping grounds of Jacksonville, Florida. He was playing in a nightclub six nights a week called The Scene, but on Sunday afternoons, Reese and a bunch of his friends would get together and play a free jam session in a park. Listen to some of these guys that came along. Dickie Betts and Rhino were playing guitars on those jam sessions. Barry Oakley on bass. And every once in a while, Dwayne Allman, who was working down at the Muscle Shoals studio, would show up for the jams, along with Butch Trucks. Several of those members from that group playing those free jams on a Sunday afternoon in Jacksonville ended up being the Allman Brothers Band. Let's put the needle down in the grooves on a double shot of the blues. Keb Moe's gonna kick it off with Dirty Lowdown. Keb will be followed by the one, the only, Miss Peaches, Eddie James. Her song's gonna be Hoochie Coochie Gal, a bit of a takeoff on Muddy Waters' Hoochie Coochie Man. But right now, Keb Moe kicks it off with Dirty Low Down.
One, two, one, two, three.
Bucket of the Blues is running over with Uncle Buck.
Gypsy. crazy woman told my mother before I was born, you got a girl child coming, she gonna be a son of a gun, she gonna make all the men jump and shout. Then the world got to know what it's all about. But you know I'm hell. Everybody knows I'm here. I'm the hoochie coochie gal. Everybody knows I'm her. Got to mess with you. Gonna make you amends. Lead me by the hand. Then the world will know I'm the hoochie coochie gal. Yes, I am.
We slapped a little blues on you by a legendary blues man by the name of Elmore James. Elmore James took care of the then portion of our then and now feature. For the now portion, we're going to turn on a vocalist, guitar picker, that hailed from Northern Ireland. His name is Gary Moore. We lost Gary Moore a few years back at the young age of 58 years old. You might remember in the British invasion days, Gary Moore played with a band called Thin Lizzy. He shared the stage with such notables as B.B. King, Albert King, John Mayall, Jack Bruce, Ginger Baker, Albert Collins, George Harrison, and Greg Lake. But right now, the late Gary Moore taking care of our then and now song of the day, The Sky Is Crying.
The sky is crying. rolling down the street. The sky is crying. Look at the tears rolling down the street. I've been looking for my baby. I wonder where she can be. That's right. I saw my baby one morning, and she was walking on down the street.
Taking care of the now portion of our weekly Then and Now feature, a great Elmore James tune, Gary Moore Yeah, the sky is crying. Want to give a shout out to some folks that checked in this week. We always like to hear from people that are following us on Facebook, Instagram, of course on UncleBUC.com, and our flagship station right here in the Texas Panhandle of Legends 98.9 in Shamrock, Texas. Checking in this week was Live Performer. Also got a shout out from Jim Livingston up in the Amarillo area. Jim's quite the Route 66 photographer. Over in Nashville, JL Folks checked in. Down in Louisiana, we heard from the Louisiana Love Act 101, whatever that means. And up in Nashville, Indiana, known as the patron queen, Nancy Gaylord checked in. Nancy's the president of the South Central Indiana Blues Society. Welcome into Uncle Buck Plays the Blues, Nancy. Heard from Jennifer Milligan in Columbus, Ohio. Jennifer's with Little Red and the Rooster. Dietra Farr, a singer up in Chicago's checked in. Heard from Annie Z this week. Jennifer Cat Heaton up in the Texas Panhandle checked in, along with Melody Rose down in Lubbock, Texas. Hey, we got a shout out from over in Berlin, some listeners at the Village of Bash Blues Club in Berlin. Welcome in. Guys, I guess what I'm fixing to say is a shameless plug. I have to admit that I'm an avid viewer of a TV show called The Voice, and under the heading of The Power of Blues in today's competition on The Voice, I've got to give a big two thumbs up for a contestant by the name of Ricky Duran. Last week, Ricky performed a Albert King song called Born Under a Bad Sign. Got Ricky into the semifinals. And as an admitted blues singer, Ricky Duran from Austin, Texas, has moved on into the finals. Congratulations, Ricky. As a matter of fact, why don't we just start off a double dose of the blues with Ricky Duran, an Albert King song called Born Under a Bad Sign. He's going to be followed up by one of my favorite lady blues singers, Susan Tedeschi. Her song is going to be Hurt So Bad. But right now, Ricky Duran, Voice finalist with an Albert King song, Born Under a Bad Sign.
On her bedside, I've been down since I began to crawl. If it wasn't for bad luck, you know I wouldn't have no luck at all. Hard luck and trouble, they're my only friend. I've been on my own ever since I was 10. Born under a bad sign, I've been down since I began to crawl. If it wasn't for bad luck, you know I wouldn't have no luck at all. I can't read, never learned how to write. Has been one big fight. Born under a bad sign, I've been down since I began to crawl. If it wasn't for bad luck, I said I wouldn't have no luck at all. That ain't no lie, no. If it wasn't for that, I wouldn't have no kind of luck. if it wasn't for real bad luck, I wouldn't have no luck at all. Yeah, yeah, I'm a bad luck boy. Been having bad luck all of my days.
Check us out online at UncleBuck.com. That's UncleBuc.com.
I miss the arms that used to hold me, the tender way we used to kiss. A fool to ever leave you.
How about that? For two in a row to close out the show this week, Ricky Duran recorded live on The Voice, an Albert King song, Born Under a Bad Sign, that propelled Ricky right into the finalist on The Voice. Ricky was backed up by Susan Tedeschi, a song called Hurt So Bad. And with that, that big old bucket of blues we brought with us this week is completely empty. Hope you enjoyed the music that we had in the bucket this week. Have no fear, though. We're going to be back next week with a whole nother bucket of blues for you. In the meantime, Uncle Buck here saying, I hope all your blues will be on the radio.
The lid is on another bucket of great blues, but you can join us each weekend at 8 p.m. Saturday with an encore performance at noon on Sunday here on Legends Radio Network, for Uncle Buck plays the blues.